Hello and welcome to Home of Origins podcast. Today is going to be episode 4 and it's about Empress Menen of Ethiopia. And this will be the first part. It's about her birth, lineage, so it's her early years of life, which will include her marriage life and how she met with Dejazmach Teferi, which later became Emperor Haile Selassie. So just make a note that there are some Ethiopian military titles that I'll be using when I call names, like Dejazmach means commander or general of the gate. So if I say Wezero means Mrs. So stay tuned. Empress Menen Asfaw was the wife and vice of Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia. She was born in 3rd April 1891, in Ethiopian calendar 25th March 1883, and died 15th February 1962 in Addis Ababa. She was also known with her christening name Welete Giorgis. Empress Menen was born in Wello province, Ambasel region at Igwa. She was the daughter of Asfaw, Jantrar of Ambasel and Wezero Sihin. She was baptized in St. Delba George Church. Her father Asfaw was a direct descendant of Emperor Libne Dengil from 1532 through Emperor Gelaudios 1551. And his daughter was Princess Ngulal Gelaudios. Emperor Libne Dengil was also known as Dawit II of Ethiopia. Dawit II means David II, which is David II of Ethiopia. The title of Jantrar has traditionally belongs to a head of the family holding the mountain fortress of Ambasel, and he was one of them. Her mother was Wezero Sihin Mikael, half-sister of Lijiyasu, Emperor of Ethiopia from 1913 to 16. Empress Menen bore a descendant from Prophet Muhammad through her mother, Sihin daughter of Nugus Mikael Muhammad Ali of Wello. In her early years, Wezero Menen Asfaw was given in marriage by her family to the prominent Wello nobleman, Dejazmach Ali of Cheresha, and bore him a daughter, Wezero Belayinesh Ali, and a son, Jantrar Asfaw Ali. The first marriage ended in divorce, and Wezero Menen then married Dejazmach Amde Ali, Abba Deyas, another very prominent nobleman of Wello. From her second husband, she had two children, a daughter, Wezero Desta Amde, and a son, Jantrar Gebre Egzabhier Amde. Following the 7 days of her second husband, sometime in late 1909 or early 1910, Wezero Menen grandfather Nugus Mikael arranged her marriage to Ras Lul Seged At Naf Seged, a prominent Shoah nobleman who was considered older than Wezero Menen. Wezero Menen had no children by Ras Lul Seged. So we'll continue. Stay tuned. In November 5th, 1910, she started a journey from Desi and reached Addis Ababa on November 25th, 1910. Wezero Menen probably met Dejazmach Teferi Mekonnen, which later became Emperor Haile Selassie, at the home of her uncle Lijiyasu. The rapport between the two may have inspired Lijiyasu to attempt to bind Dejazmach Teferi to him more firmly through marriage ties. He therefore arranged the separation of Wezero Menen from Ras Lul Seged and sent her to Harar to marry Dejazmach Teferi Mekonnen. They were married in July 1911. Russ Lulzegut apparently did not hold a grudge against the Jazzmatch referee for this circumstance, blaming it entirely on the Jiyasu, who had ordered it. He was among the leaders who fought on the side of the Jazzmatch referee Mekonnen in the Battle of Segal and died in that battle. In October 17, 1916, Lijiyasu was overthrown from his authority of ruling the country, even though their grandfather King Mikhail made civil war since he was at the side of his son Lijiyasu. Princess Menen kept her promise with her husband, Crown Prince Djazmach Teferi, and showed her loyalty, helping him up to the end. Lijiyasu succeeded by Empress Zoditu, who gave the Djazmach Teferi the position of regent, and in 1928 this position was elevated as she granted him the throne of Showa. His title was then elevated to Nugus, or king. There was incomplete church started by Empress Aitu, which was found in East Addis Ababa around the Dotegat. Empress Aitu spoke to Wezero Menen to complete it. Keeping her promise, Empress Menen invested a lot of money and completed the construction of the church in 1922. In March 16, 1922, the Kidane Meret Church opened for worship. The church became a monastery called Hamere Noha. Wezero Menen gave her estate to the monarchy, helped those who give service to the church. The monastery is still a shelter for many Christians. There is holy water near to the church, which people immerse in and drink. People from every corner of Ethiopia give thanks to Empress Menen for this gift. So, Satan. On March 1922, Wezero Menen traveled to Jerusalem to visit the birthplace of Jesus Christ. Wezero Menen traveled to Jerusalem by train and ship via Djibouti. After she had visited every part of Jerusalem, she went to Egypt to visit holy places. She gave a lot of money to monasteries, then returned to Ethiopia. Slavery was abolished in a symbolic decree in 1918, this being enforced further in 1923 with Ethiopian scaling it up to League of Nations. On May 28, 1926, Empress Menen donated a large sum of money for the poor children and freed slaves to construct schools. Unfortunately, the following year, on 3rd of October, her mother, Wezero Sehen, passed away in Addis Ababa at the age of 56 years. The funeral ceremony was at Debre Selam Medhane Alem Church. On September 24, 1930, Wezero Menen founded a new school for girls near Gennet Lul Palace. Women then started participating in a sphere of knowledge and technology equally as men. Later that year, on 2nd November 1930, after the days of Empress Zoditu, Russ Teferi Mekonnen was crowned emperor. Upon his rise to emperor, he took his regal name, Haile Selassie, means power of Trinity. His Majesty Haile Selassie I, conquering his position to be Emperor of Ethiopia as elect of God. Also, his wife Wezero Menen was crowned Empress Menen. Empress Menen and Emperor Haile Selassie were parents of six children: Princess Tenanye Werk, Prince Asfawesen, Emperor in Exile, Amaha Selassie I, Princess Sahai, Princess Zenneborg, Prince Mekonnen, Duke of Harar, and Prince Sahle Selassie. She was well-loved and respected empress of her time. The late empress was admired in her lifetime as a virtuous woman. The longtime official at her palace, General Mekonnen Dennege, once described her ቅድስት ነበሩ, which means she was the holy lady. Not even a single person says a bad word about her. That was what I have for part 1 of Empress Menen story, but we'll continue the following part 2 sometime soon. So please stay connected. If you have any suggestions or comments, you can email us info@ethiopianism.com with Z. For now, I'd like to say thank you, and I'll see you soon in the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.